Live from KQED News, I'm Guy Marzorati. San Jose's police union has identified the two officers who were shot while responding to a domestic violence call last week. KQED's Holly J. McDeed reports.
In a letter to their members, the San Jose Police Officers Association said Officer Jamie Arredondo is recovering after a suspect fired at him and another officer, Joseph DeRoches, last Thursday night. The incident began when officers were called to a hotel after a woman staying there asked for help with a man who she had a restraining order against. Police say the suspect fired at the officers and jumped from a third-story window after one of the officers returned fire. The police union says Arredondo completed a second surgery without complications. The second officer has been treated and released. I'm Holly J. McDeed, KQED News.
Work is underway in the Sierra Nevada to clear snowfall from highway passes. KQED's Dan Brecky explains.
Crews are working their way up the highest of the Sierra roadways across Tioga Pass and Yosemite National Park. The highway, which tops out at an elevation of nearly 10,000 feet, was buried under a historically heavy snowpack last year and didn't open until July 22nd. That was the latest date since the road first opened in 1915. With lighter snowfall this year, crews are making faster progress and are a month or more ahead of last year's pace. Further north, Caltrans crews are also close to clearing Sonora Pass and Ebbets Pass. Another major crossing, Monitor Pass, has already opened. I'm Dan Brecky, KQED News.
And I'm Guy Marzorati in San Jose.